apple.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can kick it off right now and go with Barbara. Hi, Barbara.
How are you, Dr. A?
Living well, darling.
Good. I had a friend who was talking to a lady in her neighborhood, and this lady had a condition that I think I've heard about it, but I tried it in all the medical books that I have. I couldn't find it. It's a condition where the skin just kind of dries up and hardens.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in such pain and such misery, and she'd had to have, she said, she told us, a friend of mine, that she was just welcomed when they took her leg, amputated her leg. And I just wondered, Dr. Asa, if there's anything that you know of that that description fits, or if maybe there was some cure or something that might be available.
And how old is she? How young is she? I guess the better way to put it.
I think she's in her 40s.
Okay. So there's several, just so you know, there's several conditions out there. So it just depends on what she has. I mean, if it's like a dermatitis, you know, if she's having like an eczema, you don't really know exactly what it was, right?
No, she couldn't.
There's an autoimmune disease that causes it. Does she have an autoimmune disease? Does that ring a bell?
No, that I don't know. Maybe I better get further information, see if
Well, that's okay. It's okay. I mean, the bottom line is, if she's got a skin condition like this, I'm assuming she's been to the dermatologist, and what did they, do you know what they did for her?
I don't know that either. She said that the condition was so painful that her skin just, I've heard of a condition where your skin just kind of turns to stone.
Well, it depends on what she has. I mean, there can be an autoimmune situation, and there's a Kress syndrome that can be involved with that, where there's hardening of the skin, thickening of the skin. I mean, there's just a lot of things that could be going on with that. But I can tell you that if she has skin condition, skin conditions, for the most part, come from the inside out. It's not just an outside in. So you don't want to just, I mean, the creams and lotions and all that, they can help with symptoms, but they're not really going to get down to the root of the issue. It usually comes internally. And like I said, if there's an autoimmune condition going on, then you've got the immune system attacking, whether it's the skin or the dermis or the, you know, there's so many factors that can be involved. So I know it's tough for you because you're just trying to get some information for her. But for me, I have a hundred questions running through my head that I want to ask her. But at the baseline, I can tell you this. If you want to give her some good information to help her, and she's got a skin condition, and she's working with a good dermatologist, make sure she's doing that, okay, that she's not just reading things on the Internet and hoping for the best. You don't want to do that at all. Got to have someone on her team that's guiding her. But just from a nutritional perspective, you always want to think omega-3 fatty acids when you're dealing with skin conditions. A lot of people are so deficient. Matter of fact, we're extremely deficient. We're high in omega-6s, but very low in omega-3s. And omega-3s are so critical for so many aspects of our health, including healthy skin. So that might be one thing she wants to look at, or, you know, talk to her doctor about. The other one for the skin that can be extremely important. A lot of the different oils can be. Coconut oil is really good, though. Now, not only is it good internally, but it's very good externally. Because remember, whatever you put on your skin, 75% of it goes in your bloodstream anyway. So it's very good internally because it does a lot of great things on the inside of the body. But it does a lot of great things externally, too. So it's very healing to the skin. And depending on what she has, what condition she has, it might be something, you know, that's not normally something that a lot of docs would recommend. It's kind of more on the alternative side than it is on more of the medical side, as far as getting, you know, fixing things, as we say in the South. So just a couple things to think about with that. But yeah, not knowing the exact condition of that is tough, because there's several things it could be, a lot of could be's. But the omega-3 fats are important. If she's dealing with any food allergies, you might want to go down that route, think about that, tell her about that, to have that looked at. You know, wheat, so she's doing any wheat products, cow's milk, dairy, homogenized pasteurized dairy, sometimes can be a challenge, so you might want to look at that, okay? But I would just take a peek and just see how she's doing and mention some of those things to her. Because with the skin condition, again, going to the dermatologist, talking to them, looking at nutritional deficiencies, she could get blood work done, which I'm sure they've done a ton of already, and look for any possible nutritional deficiencies that might be lingering around that could be helpful. Okay, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can also send me an email. Go to getwellradio.com and also jump on Facebook and Twitter if you want to jump in there in the social media world and get plugged in with all that we have going on here with the show. Now, there's 8 myths about arthritis, and we want to talk about those. And I tell you, it's interesting. We're going to hit one. I just want to hit one of them right now, but we're going to hit them throughout the show. But there's only one kind of arthritis, the big medical myth. And really, there's a perception that arthritis is just arthritis. You know, it's just like Fred Sanford said, if you used to watch the old show, you know, it's like my arthritis. So if it's not just arthritis, not just your hand deforming, there's so many of them. And, you know, just I've got a friend that I worked with a rheumatologist, and just it was amazing. You know, when you get into the specialties like that, it's amazing what you see and what you find. But, of course, people think cancer is cancer, that there's just one kind. You just get cancer. But there's so many different kinds. Well, Mark Genofis, who's a rheumatologist and professor at the Stanford School of Medicine, he said it's just not true. He said it could be gout, it could be crystals, it could be autoimmune rheumatoid arthritis, it could be virus-caused arthritis, or as many 100 other kinds of the disease. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Make sure to go online and check it out at getwellradio.com. You shoot me an email and make it part of the show, whatever you need to do. Facebook, Stan in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. He wrote, lately I've been getting headaches on the left side of my head. Is this a stress, or it could be something worse? Well, if it's a headache and it came out of nowhere and you don't normally get headaches, you might want to have a little red flag that goes off. But, I mean, it would have to begin to start happening on a regular basis. Typically, you might want to have your doctor take a look at it. That's just always smart, you know, not just kind of wing it on your own. But there are some nutritional deficiencies that can cause some of these things, too. And on the left side of the head, sometimes it can be a zinc deficiency. I know I can just tell you from personal experience, I was taking a ton of zinc at one point, too much, actually. I was doing my own kind of experiment on myself years ago, and I started getting an incredible headache on my left side of my head. Came off the zinc, and, of course, it went away because the mineral would just kind of dissipate out of your body. But iron can lead to a right side headache. This is not standard medicine. It's more on the alternative side, but something to look at. But yeah, I would see a doctor if it persists. That'd be a smart way to go.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Three seven. 7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Talking about arthritis and a lot of the medical myths that are out there. Medical myth number two, a big myth, is I can't do anything about my disease or health challenge. Well, arthritis can profoundly change your life. We know that. But especially if it impacts weight-bearing joints or if you work with your hands a lot. Eric Mattson, who's a physician and chair of the Department of Rheumatology at Mayo Clinic, says don't give up. He says there's a lot you can do about the disease. He says after finding out what type of arthritis you have, the first step may be weight loss, he says, which, you know, of course, a lighter load on your body will lessen pressure on your joints. Exercise is a big deal. And he says, yes, you can exercise. And that's a big myth. A lot of people think when you get arthritis, oh, it hurts. And, oh, I just don't want to, you know, getting it moving like that, it just hurts and bothers me and all this. Well, yeah, it hurts. But you know what? It's going to be worse if you don't get moving. And if you don't start doing something now. It's not going to get any better, I'll tell you that. Laying around and taking a bunch of medicine and eating the wrong kind of foods and not exercising is not going to make anything any better. So you want to make good choices. You want to make right choices to really go to the next level. So to do that, you definitely want to look at a couple things. But first, understand which one you have. So find out, go to your doctor, find out the kind that you have, and realize that your diet is going to play a big role. Your lifestyle choices are going to play a huge role. And necessary medications can also help as well. So the pain relief treatments that are out there, you know, might be necessary. Cortisone shots, too, with your physician can be an option. But, I mean, if you change your diet, literally take gluten out of the diet, which is a little protein found in most grains. I talk about it a lot. And you remove that out of the diet, and then, of course, it makes a huge difference. Now, it takes 8 weeks to come out of the system, but most people start noticing differences in just like 2 or 3 weeks. So, I mean, it's pretty substantial what can happen with that. There's just a couple of things to think about. And I'm telling you, exercise is big. If you deal with arthritis at any level, you want to consider exercising. And let me just lead into this because I think it's important. So the big myth is my diet has nothing to do with it. And, of course, Dr. Genofis, who's one of the doctors in this study and kind of in this myth about arthritis, says it's not that certain foods are cure-alls, but having a healthy diet is a crucial factor for maintaining and managing arthritis because your overall health is very important. And that's true. So cutting gluten out of the diet, cutting the inflammatory foods. Again, if you're dealing with arthritis, it's an inflammatory condition, right? It's an itis. So anytime you have an itis, you create inflammation in the body. So one of the best ways to get rid of inflammation in the body, if there's a genetic condition of what's going on, then that's a whole different animal. If it's autoimmune, that's kind of a different animal too. But the methods to the madness are the same. So you want to make sure that on a regular basis, you're putting foods in the body that get rid of inflammation. What do I mean by that? Well, like, for example, fried chicken, because of the trans fats and the breading and all that that's on there, it's going to raise inflammation in the gut. But baked chicken, organic baked chicken, number one, it'll be hormone-free from free-range chickens that run around. And you're going to have a great chance to produce good new healthy cells that are not going to affect the hormones. And it's not going to create inflammation or an inflammatory response in the body so much. It's different. So if you eat French fries, trans fats, cooked in oils that break down into trans fat, number one cancer-causing agent that we have, and then, of course, you get sodium and everything else, tons of salt, everything else that's in there, it's going to raise inflammation in the body, guaranteed. But if you were to eat a sweet potato, not so much will it raise it. So see, there's a difference. It's just about learning the kind of choices to make and making better choices. But foods do matter. And, of course, the Lana Sandin, who's an RD and a spokeswoman for the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, said that the Mediterranean diet was gaining popularity, such as olive oil, lean meats and fish and vegetables. Foods rich in the omega-3 fatty acids are especially important with people with arthritis because they can also have the type 2 diabetes and arthritis tend to go together, just like heart disease and obesity. And so Sandin says that the Mediterranean diet is typically a better way to go because you're going to get, and I agree with that, because it's low inflammatory foods. It's rid of the processed foods in the body, and it just creates a much better environment for you to live healthy and to function at a higher level. And so with arthritis, I mean, that's one thing you want to really, really be careful of is the inflammatory response that can happen. And so it comes down to foods. It comes down to exercise. It comes down to foods. Your lifestyle choices. And don't forget, I'll tell you a big piece for arthritis is the mental aspect of it. Toxic relationships, being in a bad environment, unforgiveness with people. You hold on to that kind of stuff, and literally it will just come down on the inside of you and just begin to eat you alive. It will, and it will show itself in your body. You may not see it right in the beginning, but it will definitely begin to show. And that's one thing you do not want to deal with. Because that's one thing that's easy to let go. It's not like you've stopped eating, you had to kick the cigarette habit, which I know is tough for a lot of people. And you just got to forgive. Maybe it is tough. Maybe it is one of the hardest ones. But I'll tell you, the mental aspect of health, our emotions, drive so much on our health more than you think they do. And if you're the kind of person that can just put on a happy face and shove it all away and not deal with it and not worry about it, that's great. But I'll tell you this, the happy face and the good attitude, it's still going on down on the inside. And that's what you have to deal with. So, you know, you've got to deal with it, you've got to get it out, and you've got to talk about it, and people have got to understand about it so that you can really go to the next level with your health and with your life. And with arthritis, it's a big one. It's an itis. So you got to focus on cutting down inflammation, but cut down the inflammation in your environment. Matter of fact, your relationships and all that. That is a key. We'll get into some more myths about arthritis when we come back. We're also going to catch some more callers that are waiting on the lines to talk about various conditions. And here's the deal. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged with a certain issue with your health, there's always hope. Don't lose it. It's the one thing you have. And your choices matter. You can change those. I can't do it for you. No one else can. But you can take responsibility for your health and for your life. On this show, that's what we help you do. Make better choices. We'll be right back. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to the show. It's your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Grace, we're going to go to you. How can I help? Hello, Grace. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. How can I help, darling?
Okay. In 2000, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C, and I took Pegintron and Reptol treatment for a year. And since then, it hadn't showed up in my system until just recently. Wasn't really bad. The viral count wasn't, but it was active. And so which just really shocked me because I hadn't felt bad. You know, I try to eat right, diet, exercise daily, things like that. So the problems that I'm having is my hands are swelling. That's my main problem, and they can't figure out why. The rest of my blood work was perfect. I'm losing a considerable amount of weight. I'm 30 years old. I'm down to 103. Okay. And so my main question is, what can I do? What does it sound to you like it may be? My hands swell every day. And like I said, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. But the weight issue, I just can't get my weight stable. Other than that, wonderful.
I love the attitude. We got that going for you, that's for sure. Yep. So you just feel like that no matter what you do, it's almost like you can't win. Do you have anybody helping you? Or is there a doctor or anybody kind of coaching you along?
I do. I have a gastroenterologist, and then I have my regular doctor. But both of them, they think that it's arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis in my hands. But I don't feel that way because I don't have any pain. It's just kind of tingly sometimes, and they swell every day. And then the weight issue, they tell me to drink Boost, and I take a one a day and omega-3. And so, you know, I'm at odds on what else to do because I want to be healthy.
Yeah,
that's the main issue. I'm not going to let this beat me, so.
Well, I wouldn't either. And so I understand what you're saying. Well, the Hep C, as you know, with it being a virus, it's just unpredictable. And there's times where it can be in a flare-up, per se, and there's a time where it can be dormant. So are your stress levels elevated? I mean, has anything happened recently that would have triggered any kind of emotional response in your body? Because that can be a big trigger a lot of times.
Yes. I've been under a lot of stress. My husband changed jobs, and he's actually staying out of town a lot. And my children went back to school, and so, yes, I'm shopping right now. That's my way of exercising. Shopping is my way of calming my nerves.
Away.
But, yes,
yeah.
I have had a lot of stress lately.
Okay. I understand. And that can be a big trigger, and that can be, you know, a lot of transition in the home and
yes.
just stress like that. That can be a big trigger. So calming your nerves is one thing, but getting stabilized is another, and just becoming okay with kind of the new normal. You know, that's the best way to put it is life was a certain way, and you get into your groove, and that tends to be what you're used to, and then you become accustomed to it. And then when you have some radical changes that happen, then, yeah, you have to kind of readjust. And if you're the kind of person that like, do you like routine? Do you like things to kind of be the same?
I'm a routine person. I have a routine daily. And, you know, I've always been one that I talked to a psychiatrist, of course, and, you know, it used to help, but that's not helping anymore. And I have a hard time dealing with change. I always have my whole life. So that is a big difference.
So the boat has been rocked a little bit, and you're trying to just find the new normal again. So
yeah.
that's going to be a big piece of this. I mean, with hepatitis C, and it would be for any kind of major condition, because when something is there like Hep C, and it's just hanging out, and something happens within your world to kind of rock it a little bit, that's when
yeah.
it likes to, you know, rear its ugly head, and it's.
Okay.
Outside of the standard medicine and kind of the medical model with hepatitis C, there's not a lot. I mean, there's not this silver bullet, you know, natural alternative that will just fix everything. From what I've seen with hepatitis C and from what I know, you know, getting your environment right is going to be one of the best things to get things to settle down a little bit. The treatments are important. Any of those that your doctor will recommend, it's going to be important. You got to support the liver. That's a big one. So milk thistle is always, you know, always kind of been a gold standard on more of the natural and alternative side. That's a big piece, you know. So that's one you want to definitely look into, and you know, you also want to think about. I would look into from like a liver protocol all the way around. I would look into a lot of the enzymes so you break your food down better. Maybe have a good nutritionist to work with along those lines. You know, that's kind of a key for this kind of situation. I mean, I would definitely have that. Now, with the liver as well, if you've got a good gastroenterologist, which it sounds like you do, a lot of times GI docs aren't into cleanses and that sort of thing because it's just not in the scope and it's just not the way they're trained. But I do think that with the liver and when it gets overloaded with the virus and all that, that you know, you might want to have some guidance with someone that look into more of the like fruits and vegetables, cleansing, blending. And I don't mean like fasting, but I mean where you get a lot of good raw nutrients and that becomes part of your diet for a period of time and have someone kind of guide you through that process. Because it's really beneficial. Not only is it good for your digestive tract, not only do you get plenty of vitamins and minerals, but it's great on the detoxification side, and it's really good on the liver. You know, the easier your body can digest and process, the easier it's going to be all the way around. Because the liver is the main detoxification center in the body, and it can handle a lot. But when it's under a lot of load, like we're talking about, you know, with hepatitis C, then there's a whole different animal that's involved. So you want to keep that immune system strong. You want to support the liver. You want to support the digestive tract, all of those. And so I would, if they don't have you with a good dietitian, I would get one and have them work with you to come up with a good solid game plan. Because that's just, in your situation, having your viral load go up and down, you can't really change your environment right now, right? Because your husband has this new job, and, I mean, I'm assuming that that's really important for the family, obviously. You've got to get a real good, solid game plan together. And that's really my thought to you, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We'll go to Todd now. Hi, Todd.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, I had a kind of a two-part question, whatever. Since I started listening to your radio show, I've been having a long drive back and forth. I just moved, and it's kind of made me turn my life around health-wise. I'm 23 years old, and I just now started taking, like, a multivitamin and, like, vitamin C, but my question was about the immune system. I work in the healthcare industry, and it seems like I used to never get sick at all when I was younger, and I never took vitamins or anything, you know. And now that it's about 4 years into the healthcare industry, and I'm around sick people so much, I think that has a lot to do with it, but I get sick every other month. Like, it's getting bad to where, like, even having to call out of work and stuff with sinus infections and everything else. I was just wondering, like, besides, like, a multivitamin, and I even take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C a day, you know, what other stuff can I do? And, like, other stuff that I can eat, I don't exactly eat as healthy as I should, mainly because, you know, I'm kind of on a fixed budget, but I'm looking to change that. I do want to eat better than what I have been. But I was just wondering if you'd give me some tips on, like, stuff to take, supplements, or anything that's going to really help me boost my immune system, because I'm getting sick too much. It's just getting unbearable.
No, I get it. You know, it's funny. It happened to me, too. And I would say, you know, very well and take care of myself, exercise, and do all of that. And I never get sick. Really and truly, I just don't. And I'm not bragging. It's just that, you know, it takes a lot for me to get run down. You know, and I go pretty hard as far as work-wise and long hours and all that kind of thing. But, you know, when I was a medical student, it was interesting because I have a couple other doctorates, and in that training, I wasn't in the hospital setting so much. But in this one, of course, you're in the hospital for pretty much all your days for, you know, close to 2 years, and it's just nonstop. So that lifestyle is very different. And for people that have never done that, it is amazing. So when you say I'm getting sick every other week, I get it. Because even as solid as my nutrition plan is and how I take care of myself, I was getting sick a lot. And I'm thinking, what in the world? What is going on? And nothing major, you know, just the sniffles and you know, a little head cold, congestion here, and things. You just feel run down. So here's the key of one of the things that I saw is that, number one, you're indoors a lot when you're in that kind of job, so your vitamin D levels get low. And over the past few years, I've just done so much research on vitamin D and seen the benefits. So you're young, you're 23, so you might want to go to your physician, your family doctor, have them run a blood test. I'm a big, big fan of blood testing, as you probably figured out. Get a blood test done. Have them check your vitamin D levels. They should be on the upper end of the normal range, and like 70 to 90. If you do that, in your immune system goes into turbo gear. Now, your diet needs to be good. If you're not eating well, then they're going to kind of offset each other. So you might want to look into that. I know it's tough because you've probably been eating a certain way, but look into eating better, cutting gluten out of your diet, and getting solid with everything you eat. But look at getting vitamin D levels up, and that might be a missing link for your immune system. It is for a lot of people, but don't do it out of a blood test, and go with the dosage milligrams or international units that they tell you. Okay? We'll be right back.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
Some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you'd rather rebuild roads, schools, bridges, and hospitals here at home instead of building them for others halfway around the world, you're a libertarian. If you think Washington should stay out of the bedrooms and the corporate boardrooms of America, you're libertarian. If you'd rather die than give another vote to the bloated, constitution-trampling, overtaxing, and overspending members of both failed political parties, if you think your body, your love life, and your private business are no business of the federal government, if you think the Founding Fathers knew more about freedom than the people forcing the Patriot Act and the NDAA on us, hate to break it to you, you're not Democrat or Republican, you are libertarian. This year, you don't have to be a libertarian to vote libertarian. We're not a party. We're the people.
My name is Gary Johnson, and I approve this message. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. And it is. Say that a lot, but it's true. We're talking about myths and arthritis and just kind of what's out there. This is a big one that drives me nuts. Did I say nuts? Yes, I did. Drives me crazy. The big myth is that I have arthritis, so I can't exercise. I don't know how many times I've heard that. Drives me crazy because I don't like the word I can't. It just doesn't resonate with me at all. So when you've got some kind of challenge, I'm all about it. That's why I don't like to call it disease, because if it's a challenge something is that you have the potential to overcome. A disease is a dis-ease, meaning that it's something is broken down. It feels like it's permanent when you say that word. So I've never liked that. So hey, this is my show and I can call things what I want to call them. So it is what it is. So health challenge is what I like to call it. And so when you have a health challenge like arthritis, and the whole thing about I can't exercise, look, it may hurt to get your butt on the bike. It may hurt to walk. It may hurt to go to the gym. It may hurt to lift some weights. It may hurt to do the bands. At the end of the day, get moving, because one of the best things you can do with arthritis is to get the body moving. And any orthopedist will tell you that. Any rheumatologist will tell you that. They will. So here's what they said in this article that we've got. This says the biggest myth of all. Elaine Husseini, who's a director of arthritis and musculoskeletal center at Cleveland Clinic. No shabby clinic there by any means. Most people have this self-fulfilling prophecy and they do it to themselves. They think they can't exercise because they're feeling pain when they move and they're making it worse. But inactivity, says Dr. Husseini, can cause the sufferer's joints to continue to deteriorate. The best workouts are low impact, range of motion based exercises, says Dr. Mattson, such as water aerobics or walking on a level surface. Tai Chi is a great choice too, because it helps strengthen the muscles around the joints. He says, helping them resist wear and tear, yoga can also help too. So again, you've got a lot of experts that can talk about this and can talk about just the great ways to really go to the next level with our health and our life. So when you're dealing with arthritis and you think you can't exercise, stop complaining, get your butt out and get moving, because it's one of the best things you can do to preserve your joints. It's not going to make them worse. You just don't want to do it. You know, exercise is the toughest. Like literally, I can get somebody in years past to take a supplement. I mean, you can say somebody says, well, I don't really take supplements, but to get them to take a vitamin C or a multivitamin when they've never done it before, that's not tough. You open up a bottle and you just got to remember to take it in the morning, right? Or to get somebody to just stop eating flour, bread. Just put it to the side for 4 weeks. Anybody can do it for 4 weeks. Okay. They can do that. But man, to get them to get out and get exercising is like, for some people, it's pulling teeth. It really is. And of course, I love it, so it's easy for me to say that. But like, I don't like running merit, like long distance running. I like sprinting, but I'm not a big long distance running fan. I get bored and I just don't like doing it. So, but I do it. I make myself do periods of it because I know it's good for me at some level. So, you know, I can understand that, but just exercising on a regular basis, if you get into the routine of it, you'll begin to like it. Number one, you'll begin to feel better. You'll get the endorphin release and your joints will start feeling better and you'll start getting the benefits of it. So if you struggle with the whole exercise concept, you've got arthritis and you get freaked out because of the pain and you just don't want to deal with it, I want to encourage you to look at that, because you really can go to the next level. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And, you know, that really matters when it comes to arthritis. So exercise is a huge key. Here's another one. Although ginger, turmeric, and other spices do have anti-inflammatory properties, eating them certainly can't hurt you, but there's little human research data available to back them up as a treatment for chronic inflammation, says Dr. Sandin. As of now, there's no accepted standard for how much of these ingredients are needed in order to provide any real benefit for arthritic joints. So if you want pain relief in a pinch, you might be better off using ibuprofen. Your inflammation isn't going to go away just because you had curry for dinner. Now, I agree with that some, and there's some, I mean, first of all, I agree that there's not a lot of literature in the U.S., but in Europe, they've done quite a bit of research, a lot more than we do here, on natural remedies, spices, foods, and that kind of thing. So, you know, our own research, yeah, I can understand that. But we don't pursue that. We don't pursue a lot of research in natural remedies, and we just don't. It's not something we typically do here. So what's interesting for that to me is that kind of at the end of the day with that, I mean, turmeric and ginger and all these things can help. And if you eat them all day long and you get rid of inflammatory foods in the body, then it can help with arthritis. We know that for a fact. Is it a cure-all? No. Should it be claimed that? Absolutely not. No way. But to make sure that you want to go to the next level, your habits every single day is like slowly chiseling away. Every single day you're just chipping away and helping the body that much more versus just sitting back and not doing anything. So that's another one. Now here's another one too. Taking glucosamine supplements will rebuild my joints. Well, glucosamine is a natural compound found in your joints and cartilage around them. Dr. Mattson says, and it's widely available and become very popular as a supplement, but patients think that taking this will rebuild their joints. And he said it doesn't. Unless you inject it into the joint, which can be done at your doctor's office, there's no way of getting this into your joints at that level. And it doesn't restore your joints, although some people think that they get pain relief from them. So, you know, glucosamine is a good supplement, just so you know. It's got, you know, it works well for about 75% of the people that take it. But even like Dr. Mattson says, who's a rheumatologist, that it doesn't work for everyone. And it's not going to rebuild and reconstruct the joint. It can help support, that's the big word, support the joint. So arthritis is a big deal. But there are ways to work at it from a lifestyle perspective. And not to neglect medicine that you need to take from your physician, but a lot of great things you can do with that. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.